Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Not only your home for classic hits, but your home for Party Line as well. Party Line, of course, brought to you by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. You can watch Party Line on HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Freckles Graphics, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Shoops Country Foods, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have a caller on the line. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. This is Dwayne Blacker, and we are so glad to have you today. And what can we do for you?
Well, I just would like to relate the experience I had on Veterans Day yesterday.
I'd love that.
It really caught me off guard. We have a new gas station at 2852, and they have some cold sandwiches, different things in there. So I headed out that way yesterday about noon, and they've got an egg salad sandwich that I just love, and so I went in to get it. Grabbed it and a couple other things and a drink. And normally I drink water, but I grabbed a soft drink yesterday and went to the counter to pay for it. And the fella kind of muttered something. I'm hard hearing. I didn't know what he said at first. And finally I figured out he asked me if I was in the Army or the Navy. And I said, well, I was in the Army. And he says, well, your drink's free today. And it was a small matter to a lot of people, probably. But sometimes I think the small things out to be some of the greatest experiences you have.
Yeah, those unexpected moments kind of mean a lot, don't they?
They really do. And like I said, I didn't know. There was no signs up or anything, and wouldn't have known if he hadn't have said something to me. And it just really made my day.
Well, and can you talk a little bit about your service? Tell us when you were in. What years were you in?
Well, I was in 1970, and I had just graduated from Purdue in January of that year in ag business management, and of course that was when we had the draft, and so my number came up just immediately after I graduated, and so I went into the service and went to on a bus ride, didn't know where I was headed, and wound up in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and spent my basic training there and was able to do my intermediate training there as well. And of course, Jamie had just been born in March then, and this was right after that. So I was only about a month from being away from him, and it was kind of difficult that way. And I headed to, I was in a shopping center in Falls Church, Virginia. And it was, I got put in the nanosecond military intelligence group. I know that's hard for some people to believe.
No, it's not.
But I was just secretary, and I had the ability to type several words a minute with not very many errors, and I wound up being secretary, and there were four of us that went out there from Fort Knox, and served in that shopping center, and we were above it, of course, and no one hardly knew we were up there, I don't think, and the business going on, you know, was kind of unique. But Jamie took his first steps at the Capitol building. Washington Monument building.
Oh, wow.
And so kind of a special time.
And have you been able through the years to keep in touch with any of those folks that you served with?
I have not, Cindy, and I really wished I don't know where they wound up. Of course, that was Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they moved on. I came back home after about 8 months in. My dad came down with prostate cancer, and being the only son, was able to be discharged on a hardship discharge and came home, started farming family. So it was a special.
Yeah, well, you know what? It takes everyone, so don't discount your service just because you may be in for a shorter time. It really takes everyone, so we thank you for your service, and we really appreciate you calling in this morning. And when you think about Veterans Day, how do you think it's changed over the years and maybe the perception of the military that we have now?
Well, it's definitely changed. Of course, the Vietnam soldiers were discounted immediately when they came home. You were talking about a while ago the suicide and that sort of thing. Of course, that was really prevalent during that time because a lot of them felt like they had just been thrown aside for their service. And I think that's been changed over the years. At least I hope it has. I try to make it a spatial situation and go over when I see someone wearing a Vietnam, I served in Vietnam hat or something, and try to thank them especially for their service.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. When I see folks, I try and thank them too. And then something else someone brought up to me yesterday, and don't go anywhere yet, Dwayne, was the fact that we didn't say anything about our local police officers, firemen, and emergency personnel yesterday. And that wasn't to leave them out by any stretch of the imagination. We want to thank them too.
We need them all.
That's right. Yeah.
And of course, one of my sons, you know, has been in local service at the sheriff's department, so we know what that is as a family.
Yeah, you have a sheriff's department and you have fire department in your family.
Yes, Jamie's been very successful. We're really proud of him. I wouldn't want to do, and I've told him this several times, I wouldn't want to do what he's doing. I can't imagine having an emergency with Lafayette and being in charge of it, but that's what he's doing. So, real proud of him.
Well, again, you know, thank you for calling in. Yesterday we talked about it. We would love for some veterans to call in. And if you're a veteran and would like to call in today, we would still love to hear from you. But I also want to thank the location you were at yesterday for offering you that. And we thank you for your service. You know, there's just something about folks that have served. They have such an appreciation for our country. And I just wish that everyone maybe felt that same way. I think there's some of us that feel that way, but there are still a few folks out there that maybe don't have that same appreciation for our country that people who have served and their families have.
Well, I got up yesterday morning. Of course, I knew that it was Veterans Day, but, you know, I really wasn't thinking too much about it as such, and just to have that small little thing happen to you, it really made my day.
Well, again, thank you for your service, and we appreciate you calling in this morning. You know, we talk to you anytime. We like talking with you.
All right, Cindy.
All right, thanks. Have a great day. Take care. Take care. Dwayne Blacker talking about an experience he had yesterday on Veterans Day. And so, of course, we were here yesterday and didn't make it to any of the other services. And so I hope they all went well. And, you know, it's that funny thing. I don't like to tell people happy Veterans Day per se, because for a lot of them, it's not a happy day. But we certainly don't want to miss out. So I don't know how you say, you know, we're thinking of you, but to say happy Veterans Day is always kind of a odd thing for me.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't say happy.
You know, all the veterans that are in my family and hearing the stories and both sides of it. I mean, they did have interesting, like I said, my dad met, he met celebrities and was able to haul them around during USO shows and that kind of stuff, but I've also heard the horror stories too on both sides of it. So
yes, let's talk about something a little lighter. Again, if you were a veteran and would like to call in 659-3338, we would love to hear from you. We'd like to know, maybe your experience or if you've had a chance to do an honor flight or anything like that. We'd love to hear from you. I do think that's a pretty cool thing that they try and do that honor flight, and I just think that's really cool. I was out mowing the cemetery. I don't know. I think it was last year or the year before. We mow a little cemetery on some property just that we own. And as I was mowing, this vehicle rolled in. And there was a gentleman that got out, and his daughter had brought him. He was obviously no longer able to drive, and he walked out in the cemetery and walked around. And then, so of course, I had to stop and talk to him just because, you know, that's me. And so he said that he had been in the military, and I just could not stop listening to him talk. And his daughter finally got impatient. She's like, come on, Dad. I'm sure she had heard the stories probably 100 times. But for someone like me, he had been in the Air Force, and he was talking about how they were on a mission one night. And when you hear somebody talk about it, the thing that got me is he was just reliving it in his mind, you know. And he said 2 or 3 times, I just can't believe I'm alive to tell you this story. Yeah. I just can't believe I'm alive. He's like, how we made it home. And he said, not all of us did, but how the few of us that made it home that night made it, we don't know. He said, our plane was all shot up. We came in at a skid, and how the plane didn't explode. I mean, he just, and his story, just to sit and listen, you know, those people I could sit and listen to for hours. And he just wanted to tell somebody that day. And I just happened to be there to listen, and it was great. And so, there are a lot of wonderful people out there that made this country what it is today.
I don't know where the recordings ended up at, but Clinton Central does a tremendous Veterans Day program anyway. But when they first started it, back when my niece and nephew were there, fact, I really need to get a hold of her and see if she knows where those recordings ended up at. But they recorded a lot of our veterans, World War II veterans at that time, mm-hmm. and others, but a lot of them were World War II veterans. And some of the most fascinating stories came out of that generation, just to sit and listen to them talk about the and the different areas of service where they served. And, you know, my dad was in the Army. There were different ones who were on ship, you know, in the air service, Marines, all of it. And Russ Rule. Now, I don't remember if you remember Russ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were little. But Russ Rule told some really, really almost heart-wrenching stories.
Oh, sure.
You know, he told some of the fun stuff, too. But he really sat down and talked. And to watch all these kids, they're elementary kids, you know, and he was very careful on what he talked about and, you know, how he talked to them and everything. But to see all these kids really take that all in and come up and hug him and, you know, and then they did the same thing with the high school. They talked to him over there too as well. But to see all these kids show their respect to these veterans, the different ones that came in and spoke. But he was one of them. Of course, the rest was a character anyway. I mean, we all loved him. But to see him, I don't want to say downscale, but I guess for lack of a better word, it is downscale. He downscaled these stories so that they were okay for the kids to hear. You know, they weren't real graphic or anything else. He just told, you know, a little bit about the experience. And then, you know, and then he told some of the lighter stories too and had them giggling and laughing. And but to see these kids just really soak that all in and realize that that is a part of their history. And unfortunately, in some sectors, that's part of the history that they want to wipe out mm-hmm. of our schools. And I don't go for that at all.
No.
History is history.
Right. I'm with you. Again, on a much lighter note, today, by the way, is Tuesday, November 12th. Today, the 2024 Sexiest Man Alive will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 39th annual Hottie edition, we'll say. Patrick Dempsey was last year's sexiest. Not bad. I mean, he's like 57 years old. So
yeah.
This year's Reader's Choice winners include HGTV's Chip Gaines in the Sexiest Handyman category. Kelly Ripa's husband and sidekick Mark Consuelos was voted Sexiest Talk Show Host. And SWAT star Shamar Moore was voted the top 90s hottie in the Gen Sexiest category.
Hmm.
So we'll see who the sexiest man alive is.
Yeah, out of those three, what would be your pick?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd have to say Mark Consuelos.
I was going to say, it's close between him and Chip, maybe, I guess.
Yeah. I'd have to say Mark.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Today is also happy hour day. That means it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Happy hour started during the Navy. During World War I, happy hour was what the crew of the USS Arkansas called the ship's scheduled entertainment. By the 1950s, it had migrated to bars. Now it's known as the early bird special of boozing. I did not know that's how it started, though.
No, I didn't.
I did learn something today.
That's actually kind of fascinating.
That is kind of fascinating. You know? So I did learn.
I guess that's one of those stories you don't think comes out of World War I.
I guess not.
But yeah.
All right, a bunch of German math nerds think they figured out the formula. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
For the perfect female body. And it's got nothing to do with that 3-to-2 waist-to-hip ratio they've said for all these years. Mm-hmm. So Barbie is unrealistic. Sorry, fellas.
Barbie was unrealistic in the 50s when it came out.
No kidding, right? I haven't seen a Barbie figure ever.
I have one of those original Barbies. Uh-huh.
Instead, they found that overall curviness was what the majority of men and women found most attractive in a gal. Well, I got lots of curves. They're maybe just not in the right places. They also found that a pronounced S shape from the chest down to the thighs was most appealing. Maybe that's why the Kardashians are making so much money.
I don't know.
But theirs isn't real.
No.
Theirs is implanted and boosted and faked and everything as well. So I just need to hit the gym
again.
Just
be happy with what Mother Nature gave you.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, if you've been to Costco lately and purchased butter, the FDA has issued a recall on a whole lot of Kirkland butter. And you will be absolutely surprised why. You ready for this one, Mel? It's because the packaging doesn't say that butter contains milk.
Ooh.
The FDA requires foods with allergens to be labeled, which makes sense. And I think those of us that live in our community take for granted that we know what butter is made out of. Yeah. But there's probably people that don't.
No.
I mean, some people still think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Yeah, I know.
So I kind of get it, but
that's why I'm so glad we have the farm to table, you know, in the education in the school systems, because there are so many kids that live in town that have no clue where their food comes from.
And I understand that. Yeah. They've never been out, but it's just hard for people like us to believe.
Yeah.
Which I get it. They probably can't figure out why I don't know how to get an Uber. So I've never Ubered, and I wouldn't know how to go about the process.
No.
So I think that probably works out. Costco says you can toss it out or return it, or instead of insulting the cows, just use it with the knowledge that butter, by the way, is made from milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever made butter?
Yes. Oh, yes. My friends, the Coopers, had dairy cows, you know, John and Janice, for years. And Kara and I would go out there and, you know, we'd get some milk. And of course, they'd show us to take the cream off. Or, you know, then she had a little glass jar that had the little paddles on it, you know, and you cranked it. And so she'd put some in there and she'd say, all right, girls, get to cranking.
Well, here's the age difference. Janice's mom is the one who taught me how to make butter. Same deal.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But the paddle and the crank and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was fun at first. You're like, oh, this is great. And then it started to get a little more firm. And then you're like, So, yes. And somebody just asked me the other day a weird question. Have you ever had milk directly from the cow's teat?
Yes.
At the same farm. Yes, I had.
Not from that farm, no. But my sister-in-law's farm, her dad had dairy cows. And
I guess.
He taught me how to milk a cow, for one.
The new generation.
But he used to shoot it, you know.
Yes, that's how I got it to squirt in the face.
You got squirted in the face.
Oh, absolutely.
Shoot the cats. You know, the cats would all line up waiting for a mouth.
Sure. Well, the new generation, there are a lot of young folks out there. And when I say young folks, I'm talking in their early to 20s to like 30 that are all about only having natural, so they don't want it pasteurized. They grow and eat everything from their own gardens, and they try and raise their own meat and do their own dairy and, you know, all of that. So there's trend is heading that way. And so that's where we were talking about that, and that's where the question came from. And I'm like, well, I do kind of like my milk pasteurized still. But I mean, we do gardens and things, but I think there is a big movement now to try and take things back to the way it used to be. All these ultra processed foods, I think, for folks are kind of.
Gen Y and Z are both heading that way pretty hard.
Sure.
And some Gen X, actually.
Yes.
You know?
A new survey finds that Gen Zers consume almost 7 hours of content daily, more than any other generation. And they spend the most money on it as well, an average of $1,100 on apps, streaming services, and social media every year.
Ooh.
Now, I did find that a little hard to believe.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just, that's a lot. And I know my kids, none of them are spending that much money.
No.
They're also aware of it. Almost 70% of Gen Z admit that they consume too much media. So they know about it. But now
they're still doing it.
Well, don't you think there is somewhat of an addiction for some folks to that?
I think there is. I think there is to some of that. Hell, I'm probably addicted to a couple of, I mean, let's face it, look at all the memes we send each other.
Okay, but
it's
those
ridiculous.
Are funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
There's nothing like lay in bed and I'll be sitting there, ding, and I'm like, oh, who sent me something? And it's a great meme from Mel.
Yeah.
So Carl sends those to me as well. We send those back and forth. And
yeah.
Those are, you know what? It's fun because
those are fun just because it's kind of a stress, you know.
It's a stress thing because they're funny. We all like the funny stuff. But also, there's a lot of people I just don't have either we don't have a chance to see people as much as we'd like to nowadays because we're all so busy.
Yeah.
And this is just a great way to kind of send a friend a thing to think, hey, just want you to know I'm thinking of you, still love you, you know.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Yeah, I like the chickens.
And and then my brother, I like to send some to kind of razz my brother a little bit.
Yeah.
And
chickens and squirrels seem to be my thing. We find some good ones.
There are a lot of those. You're right. There are a lot of
those. When they're really good, I'll print them out and hang them on my door.
I also want to remind everybody to join the Community Christian Church, which, by the way, is at 1944 South Jackson Street in Frankfort, as they welcome a family gospel group, Westward Road, and they're doing that on Sunday. That will be at 5:30 that evening. This group provides a unique blend of gospel and modern worship music. Westward Road is an exciting and dynamic family trio led by Scott Roberts, a 20-year veteran and worship leader. And so that's coming again to Community Christian Church on Jackson Street in Frankfort Sunday at 5:30. So that'll be neat.
That'll be cool. For anybody who has kids or grandkids that are interested in 4-H, are in 4-H but would like to check out maybe other projects and stuff, or are thinking about joining 4-H, or you're looking at 4-H maybe for your kids or your grandkids, Thursday evening at the fairgrounds at the Edward Jones Building is at 6 p.m. is the project fair. And by project fair, I mean all the different clubs will be there, but also a lot of the different project leaders will be there with showcasing projects from some of the kids that have been in those projects. So you can come, you can check it out, you can find out more about it. And that's this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the fairgrounds.
Also, next week, a week from today, so I just don't want to get anybody confused that it's happening this evening, a week from today is Rossville's Cook's Night Out. It's coming up on the 19th, 4:30 to 6:30 on the west side of Rossville School. The meal will consist of chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll, and a dessert. It's all for just $12.
Oh, it's good, too.
It is. Tickets may be purchased through the high school office, and then proceeds benefit principal's fund, benefits, teachers, and students.
Uh-huh.
So Rossville Cook's Night Out is Tuesday, the 19th, 4:30 to 6:30. And you just roll up there on the west side of the Rossville School. It does sound like you have to have your tickets, though. So
yeah.
And you can get those through the high school office.
Of course, the marketplace happening tomorrow night at Arborwood. And then if you want to do more shopping, you can go to Tipton this weekend at the fairgrounds. They're having their big marketplace. And that's going to be going on Saturday all day. And they'll have food there, too, as well. The only reason I know that is because I'll be there. So. But anyway.
All right. You're preparing now. You're putting things
together.
We're trying,
but we're also trying to clean up and finish up from the field.
We do have a lot of things coming up in our community that we'll keep you aware of. Some of them are too early to really start talking about yet.
Yeah.
Also want to remind everybody that Anita Stewart was here yesterday from United Way about the Christmas toy drive. If you missed that yesterday, they are accepting applications now. Applications for assistance may be picked up at all locations, and that is Hope Trinity, Trinity Hope Center, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and NHK. And if you'd like more information, all you have to do is contact United Way. But that's the Christmas toy drive. And they are accepting new unwrapped toys and monetary donations through December 5th. And that's where you can take those, is to Trinity Hope Center, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, or NHK. And so this is to benefit the children in our community, of course. And then they take applications for families and sort through those applications and try and give them to the neediest of families. And so this is a great time of the year to think about a toy drive. And a lot of people, you know, I do a kind of a Christmas savings account, and it will be coming out here in the very near future, where I just put a little money away because we have a lot of birthdays in December at our household. So for us to make Christmas happen, I have to kind of really plan in advance. And so I think people think about these things when they first get their Christmas money. So I just wanted to let you know these things are coming up, the toy drive and some other things, and we'll keep you posted so that if you would like to donate to help some of these folks in our community, you can do that.
Quick shout out to all the Clinton County Special Olympics bowlers.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they had their sectional results are in from this past weekend, and 21 of the bowlers, of the single bowlers, were able to advance to state.
Nice.
State will be held on December 7th in Indianapolis. So congratulations to all of those athletes. That is just so cool.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Yeah, it is. It's good and it's great. You know, of course, all different age groups, and fantastic that 21 of them have advanced to the state. So I think that is just so cool.
I think it is too. And congratulations to all of them.
Oh, lots of fun.
Lots of fun. All right. We're going to put an early wrap on it. Let's do it.
I think so.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. You've been listening to Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.